Arguably, one of the wonders of the modern underwater world is the annual mass spawning of coral. Incredibly, on a single day each year, these creatures simultaneously release their eggs and sperm into the water. We know it has something to do with the moon cycle and light levels, but what genes are involved and how do they control the process? Oren Levy is at Bar Ilan University in Israel.
Between 2005 to 2007, I was a postdoc in Australia in the University of Queensland. And I was fascinated by what's called the mass spawning event, which is a mass coral reproduction when the coral releases eggs and sperm into the water column in a window of one day a year, usually during November, a few days after the full moon. And I was very curious how corals can actually tune their behavior a year after year to a specific night and a specific window of time when there are more than 130 coral species release their gametes, which meaning sperms and eggs, into the water column for fertilization. So basically this started the whole questioning how they can time, or if there are any machinery that can time this kind of behavior.
Because obviously one has to synchronize appropriately, because if they don't, in a vast environment like the ocean, then a few eggs and a few sperm are never going to meet otherwise, are they?
Exactly. There is no point. If there is no synchronization or desynchronization in this process, probably will not have any future new corals. So we wanted actually to explore more in deeper using different molecular tools to understand if there is specific genes that involve in this kind of synchronization and releasing the gamete into the water column in a specific time of night. We decided to go back to Heron Island in the Great Barrier Reef and to try and make a large experiment when we actually took corals from the reef a few nights before the full moon of November, which is the night of the spawning. And we decided to every night for a few days to take some specific pieces from the coral's colony to detect which genes are expressing directly during the spawning.
Did you catch the samples or remove those samples at the same time every day? And did you also get a snapshot of what was happening during the spawning so you can see what the normal basal level of gene expression is, what genes are on or off at what level, but then also how that changes when the spawning kicks in?
Yeah, so basically we took the corals out of the reef two nights before the full moon, and the actual spawning, when the gamete were releasing into the water column, were on the 16th of the 11, 2011, which was almost 5 days after the full moon. So we basically couldn't guess exactly what day this event is going to happen. So every day, actually, we sample some small pieces from the corals. So we managed by that to have the history and the baseline before the spawning event.
And what switches on, what switches off when the spawning is actually kicking in?
So we found like 200 specific genes that are showing very high expression level during the spawning event. And these genes are related basically to what's called G protein. G proteins are some kind of receptor that can detect different signals from the environment, like different pheromones, different neuropeptides, or different changes in light levels and other chemical signaling from the environment.
So what do you think is going on then? Are the coral cells collectively discussing whether it's the right time to do the release through a mixture of detecting at the level of the individual cell, but then also having a chemical conversation, so there's a group decision, and when the signal gets appropriately strong amongst the group, that then reaches some kind of threshold, triggering the release of the gametes?
Yeah, so we think there is some kind of a threshold, and we cannot say specifically what is the final signal that causing the gamete release. We know there are a certain environmental condition Like if it's too windy or it's too wavy or it's raining, the coral will postpone the gamete release a few days later. So they will wait for specific conditions which will maximize their spawning abilities later on.
Oren Levy.